Today on episode number 405 of the School of Podcasting's morning announcements, which you can find at schoolofpodcasting.com/405, we're going to be talking about some podcast success stories. We're going to get a last five and five. I haven't had one of those in a while. We've got a cool networking tip that I used back when I was in bands and how you can use that for your podcast. We're going to talk a little Podtertainment magazine, and we're going to ask the question, are deadlines helping or hurting your podcast? Hit it, ladies.
The School of Podcasting with Dave Jackson.
Podcasting since 2005, I am your very own personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson, thanking you so very much for tuning into the show. If you're new to the show, first of all, hey, thanks for checking me out. I really do appreciate it. I always tell people to give me a couple episodes. Sometimes I'm a bit of an acquired taste, but we talk about all things podcasting, from planning to promoting to recording to producing to exporting to all points in between, because everything you need to launch a successful podcast you can find in one place, and that is schoolofpodcasting.com. If you would like to join in on the conversation, I would love to hear from you. Simply go out to schoolofpodcasting.com/contact. And you know, I always like to start off the show with a little bit of success stories, and I want to share one from Robert Wiseman. And he is actually a guy I helped with the Quick Start program. This is if you don't have a podcast, I'm sorry, if you don't have a website, you can email me with the phrase Quick Start in the headline, and you basically order your web hosting through me. I earn a commission on that, and as my way of saying thank you for letting me earn a commission, I will install WordPress for you and all the plugins and give you a free month at the School of Podcasting. And so I got an email from Robert, says, hey, Dave, thanks for all your help. Our new podcast, The Dealer Playbook, has launched, and in less than a week, we have reached the new and noteworthy in iTunes. Robert, thank you very much, buddy, for reaching out to me, and I'm glad to hear you're new and noteworthy. Also, here's another one. Andrew Farabee, he launched his podcast back in 2013 in November, and it's now surpassed, are you ready for this? 400,000 downloads. That is amazing. And he says, the journey of 1,000 miles must begin with a single step. And he does the Knowledge for Men podcast. So I'll have links to these out in the show notes. Just go out to schoolofpodcasting.com/405. I do want to play a clip, speaking of new podcasts, from my buddy Dexter. He does the Small Business IT show. And the cool thing about Dex is when we were doing the Podcasting in 6 Weeks class, which I've now broken up into segments. In fact, the next class starts May 3rd. It's a really great one if you're thinking about getting into podcasting. It's called Planning Your Podcast. And you'll hear today about how some of the things you can do to kind of help plan your podcast and some of the things you can do to hurt your podcast. But Dex signed up and showed up live. Now, the interesting thing, Dex is in Australia. And it was like 4 a.m. there, but there we were Saturday noon, and he's getting up at 4 a.m. But he took the class, went through, now has his show in iTunes, and he's on episode 7. So let's listen to a little bit of Dexter's show. It's called the Small Business IT Show. And listen to the way he frames his listener. We always talk about, you know, when you start off a show, you want people to know exactly what they're going to get and what to expect. And Dex does a great job of that.
Welcome to episode 007 of the Small Business IT Show, the podcast for all things IT in your small business. So if you're the small business owner, the designated office IT person, a fellow IT geek looking after other small businesses, or just want to expand your knowledge of IT, then this show is for you. Today, we're doing our very first small business case study. I talk about my 27-inch office heater / iMac, and I'll give you one of the more obvious small office tips that no one seems to do.
See, I love that right there. Because I hear sarcasm, and I'm like, oh yeah, I'm ready for this. This guy's just like me. He's going to have fun while he's doing it.
Play that intro. Hey, and thanks for listening to the Small Business IT Show. I am your host, Dexter Eugenio, a 15-year veteran of the IT scene and a 5-year member of the Small Business Owners Club. I bring with me a whole lot of PC tips, tricks, and love, because let's face it, it's what's out there in small business. And
now, did you hear? I know you're like, Dave, just let the thing play. But he's already now said, here's why you should listen to me. I'm a member of this, a small business, doing this for so many years. He's established himself. All right, let's continue.
Today, I'll be talking about my iMac. The info I share is based on my own personal experiences out in the field. So if there's a better, cheaper, more effective way to do something, I want to know about it. So send me an email, dex@smallbusinessitshow.com, and let's get this thing started.
There we go. Great job, Dex. And the intro music fades out, and Dex starts the show. Very, very cool. You can find him at The Small Business IT Show, and I'm actually looking at his website right now. He's got a great blog post. If you've been thinking about moving from Dropbox to Google Drive because it's so doggone cheap, and for the record, that is not a good thing to host your podcast on. I know it's cheap. I know it's cheap. And by that, I mean, I know it's cheap. It's not a good host for your podcast. It doesn't have all the bells and whistles that you need for podcasting. But he's got a great post out there, again, smallbusinessitshow.com, about how Google Drive is not really as cool as Dropbox. So, Dex, so proud of you, buddy. And it was a pleasure to have you in class.
And now it's time for a last 5 and 5. What were the last 5 podcasts you listened to?
Hi, Dave. My name is Chris Hache, and I'm the host of the Voices of Canadian Leadership podcast, or VOCAL, which you can find over at vocl.ca. I've been listening to your podcast for almost a year now.
Thank you.
Actually, I started listening just after I became a podcaster, and I really love the content that you bring each and every week.
Thank you.
I really like the guests that you bring on, including the recent episode with Keith and the girl, and I thought that was great, great content right there, so well done on that. So I'm currently sitting at Chicago O'Hare between flights, and I thought this is probably the best time to do a last 5 and 5. I'm actually going to cheat a little bit because I have to include a 6th one, simply because if I were to omit these guys, I would feel really bad.
It's bonus content. It's a last 6 and 5.
So these are actually my last 6 and 6. So the first one is Nutrition Diva's Quick and Dirty Tips on Losing Weight and Feeling Fabulous. The hostess is Monica Reinagle, and her podcasts are approximately 5 to 7 minutes in length. And it's a research-based podcast on a wide variety of nutritional aspects. Really informative, and she has a huge back catalog of shows. So chances are, if you have a question about nutrition, she's covered it already. The next podcast is the Get It Done Guy's Quick and Dirty Tips to Working Less and Doing More. That's put out by Stever Robbins, another podcast of 5 to 7 minutes in length, as are all the Quick and Dirty Tips series. And Stever provides an entertaining way to be more productive in all aspects of your day. He's been doing this for a while as well, and he also has a pretty impressive back catalog. So if you have questions about managing projects, doing interviews, you name it, he's found a way to mention it on his podcast. He also has a very entertaining sense of humor. The next one is I Am Talk with John Newsom and Bevan James Isles. These guys are from New Zealand, and their show is based on the Ironman series of triathlon, and that's sort of a really long, day-long sort of event. Their shows are actually between 1 and 2+ hours in length.
Holy shnikes. Here I was thinking he was all about short podcasts, and he's listening to one that's 1 to 2 hours long. Now, listen to this, though.
I don't know how they do that each and every week. And what's kind of interesting is I've been listening to these guys for years, even though I don't do Ironman triathlons.
Did you hear that? I'm listening to a 1 to 2 hour podcast, and I'm not about Ironman triathlons, and I'm not really into that. That's cool.
I have done triathlons, but I have no real interest in doing an Ironman, but I listen to the guys not only for their tips, but simply because they're funny and they work together well as a team.
Are you noticing a pattern here? He likes the get things done guy because he's got great tips. Oh, and by the way, he's got a good sense of humor. He listens to the Ironman guys because, well, yeah, it's got some stuff. I used to do an Ironman thing, but these guys are really funny. I said this a couple weeks ago. If you can combine great content delivered in an entertaining fashion, that's gold. That will keep people around. Ask any hot chick, right? What do you look for in a man? A sense of humor and great eyes and some great pecs.
The next one is Fidipidations and Intervals, which is by Steve Runner. Now, Fidipidations is the first podcast I ever listened to 6 years ago, and I've been listening ever since. Fidipidations, and he still thinks he should have picked a better name for this.
I was going to name it Manamana.
This is his flagship production on issues surrounding running, whereas intervals are his random thoughts and opinions. The next one is Your Website Engineer, Your Website Engineer by Dustin Harsler. You provide great tips each and every week on how to improve our WordPress websites. So if you're a podcaster and you have a WordPress website, if you don't, you should. Listen to Your Website Engineer to get some great tips each and every week.
And Dustin, in the event you are listening, congratulations. I know I'm way late on this, on the baby girl. It's awesome. And Dustin's been a guest on this show. I'll put a link to that out in the show notes at schoolofpodcasting.com/405.
And the reason why I also had to make it a 6 and 6 is the sixth most recent one that I listened to is a podcast called WordPress Plugins A to Z.
This is one of my favorite podcasts.
A to Z, but I'll say A to Z since I'm Canadian, with John Overall and Marcus Couch. Every week, they provide approximately 6 plugins that they review, and they provide their ratings and thoughts on how you could actually employ these various plugins with your WordPress website to make them that much better. Now, Dave, you'll notice that your podcast did not make it. That's because I'm queued up, and as soon as I'm done recording this, I'm listening to you. So take care and have a great day.
Chris, thank you so much for that. And yeah, that is a great podcast. All those are great podcasts. And I love the fact you did a great job of explaining what the podcast is, what it's about, and kind of why you like it, which is even better. I always love to hear why people listen to podcasts. I always find that greatly intriguing. And again, you can find Chris's stuff at vocl.ca. If you have a last 5 and 5, just go out to schoolofpodcasting.com/contact. You can record one and email it in. You can use the button right there and use my SpeakPipe button and just dial it in that way. And Chris, I believe, was in an airport. If I remember the beginning of the show, the beginning of that clip, he had mentioned something that I had edited out. So wherever you're at, always love to hear them. And it's a great segment of the show and gets you a little bit of exposure. And while we're playing clips of the show, you know, I always say when you get any kind of feedback from somebody, put it on your show. Good, bad, ugly, whatever. Read their emails, things like that. And I always told the story about how I called into the radio show. And it's always cool to hear yourself on a radio show. And people think it's really cool to hear themselves on your show. And chances are they will tell their friends. And just to prove my point, here's a message from Craig.
Hi Dave, it's Craig here. I want to thank you personally very much for including me in School of Podcasting 404. I nearly fell off the bloody treadmill at the gym when I heard my voice over the podcast.
Now that also proves another point that, you know, I always say you need to make your audio listenable because not everybody's listening in a quiet office with headphones on. And yes, they're going to hear that pin drop when they're on a treadmill. They're not going to hear that because I don't know about you, but my gym plays really crappy music in the background to get you motivated to exercise. But you do hear that again. Craig was like, wow, I'm on the show. So definitely do that. It's a great way to, number one, it's cool that Craig took the time to reach out to me and share what was going on because of his podcast and the fact that I played it, it blew him away. So Craig, thanks so much for sending
podcast.
It in.
Thanks for the plug. I really appreciate it. And I hope some stage I can meet you in person, shake you by the hand, maybe at NMX next year. I'm saving my euros up to go next January. So thanks again, Dave. Really appreciate the mention and keep up the good work. Talk to you soon, buddy.
Oh, thank you, man. Yeah, someday, buddy, we will shake hands and you can make that happen. It may take a while. I know one of the things that I did when I went to a New Media Expo was I got to shake the hands of Michael Hyatt. I got to sit right next to Ray Edwards, who two guys that I have huge amounts of respect for. And I just got to meet a lot of people who listen to my show. That was really one of the highlights to me. As much as it is, it's great to meet your heroes. It's even cooler to meet people who, again, have like-minded thoughts and visions and goals and are a lot of fun to be around. So it's one of the great aspects of podcasting is you do attract like-minded people. So Craig, thanks so much, man. And hopefully I didn't make you drop off the treadmill again. You know, that's what those, use those things on the side, the armbands or the little thingies at the top that you hold on and you get your heartbeat monitor. Yeah, those are always good too. And while you're at it, let's go up another, like, let's go another 0.2 faster. Let's pick it up a little bit this week. Just a quick reminder that the Planning Your Podcast live coaching session, which you can attend May 3rd at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time, we're going to talk about things like how to pick your topic, should you have a co-host or not. You're going to identify why you're getting into podcast, who is your target. You're going to help pick your podcast name, all the podcasting puzzle pieces, websites, domains, et cetera, how to plan your studio, how to plan your show length, understand what makes good content, and understand what is involved in actually creating your podcast. You'll actually get a launch worksheet to that along with a lot of other great resources. Check it out at howtopodcast.com. Sign up. Seating is limited. And again, it's May 3rd. Go to howtopodcast.com. Next up, I have a little tip that you might use to promote your podcast, but be cautious with this. There is a spot where you have to go, okay, now that we have this, we have to do this with responsibility. And back in the day when I was in a band, I would always want to network with local musicians. Many people saw them as the competition, but I have found in my travels that anytime you can network with those of like mind, it's always a good thing. And so I would go out and I would Google whatever at the time I was playing blues. So I would be like Akron, Ohio blues band. And I would find all the people that were basically playing the same clubs that I was. But what I would do is I would go to their website and see where they were playing, because I knew if that club hired that band, I'm pretty sure they would hire my band. So it made it easy to find places to promote my music. Now, I was just trying this in iTunes, and it works very much the same way. Realize that we all run in our own little podcasting circles. We all have our little circle of friends. We probably have our 5 or 6 podcasts that we listen to on our little subject, and we don't venture out too far from that. But you will find out that there are other little bubbles, many times on the same subject, that each bubble, for lack of a better phrase, is not familiar or even aware that that other bubble exists. So if you go into iTunes and search for somebody that does a show like yours, so let's say for me, I might do a search on Daniel J. Lewis, and he does the Audacity to Podcast. You can find him at theaudacitytopodcast.com, and noodle.mx is his network. Really good guy. He was my roommate when we went to a New Media Expo. I might go in and search for him, not his podcast, search for him. And I can see that Daniel was on a podcast called Daily Blogcast for Internet Marketing. I've never heard of that podcast. Now, if I go to that particular listing here, because I think, well, if they were talking with Daniel about podcasting, I'm not sure what they were doing here, but they might possibly want to find, Dustin Hartzler has been on this show. So I could see where I might be a good fit for Brian Knowlton and Mark Perez. Maybe. Don't know. So here's the thing. Am I going to go over to those people and go, hi, I'm Dave Jackson. I should be on your show. No. And by that, I mean, no. That is not the way I want to be approached, and it's not the way I would want to approach these people. What I might do is go over and comment on a blog and bring value. I did this twice this week where I found blog posts, and not only did I answer it, I basically wrote, in one case, a comment that was almost longer than the original blog post. But it had really cool, I feel, content. And the person that wrote the blog post was like, wow, that was really cool stuff. Thank you so much. I was unaware of this, because they were recommending things that were just not great. And I not only explained why it was a bad suggestion, but I explained, well, I explained what was a good suggestion, but why this was a bad idea, not just, hey, that's stupid. And we ended up having discussions. So that might be, who knows, later, that person may come over, see my website and go, wow, this guy would be a good guest. And so this might be something I start doing with this show. I might start nosing around over there, seeing what there are. Because the other thing is, you know who your audience is. There's no sense going on a podcast about knitting for me, because there may not be that many knitting peoples or knitters that want to start a podcast. And so that would be not a tremendous waste of my time, but I may not get a ton of listeners from podcasting on the Knitting Cast. So that's just a quick tip. Like I said, it worked for me when I was in a band, and it might work for me now as a podcaster. If you haven't heard, the new edition of Pottertainment magazine has hit the stands, and this is from the actual magazine, which you can get on your iPad, your iPhone, and it is nothing but podcasters talking about podcasting. And here to explain that is Gary Leland, the editor of Pottertainment magazine. Take it away, Gary.
Hello, I'm Gary Leland, the publisher of Pottertainment, the podcast magazine, and I'm here to let you know what you'll find in the second issue of the Pottertainment magazine. This is the April issue. I have brought together some of the best writers in the world of podcasting for you. First, we have an exclusive podcast session from Rob Walsh. Rob has been podcasting since 2004, and his podcasts include Podcast 411 and Today in iOS. Now, Rob gave this session at the New Media Expo earlier this year in Vegas, and it is titled How to Audio Podcast 100% from an iPad or an iPhone. Then we have a great interview with New York Times bestselling author Scott Sigler. Scott, now he was the first author to give away his books as audiobooks as podcasts. First one to do it back in 2005. Todd Cochran, his article this month is Unique Listeners, More Important Than You Think. Then we have Rob Greenlee as he joins us with his article, How On-Demand Audio Will Make Money in the Future. Brian Ibbets, his article is Patreon, the Crowdfunding Cure for the Common Podcaster. Now, I have just set up my Patreon account personally, so I'm kind of looking forward to what he has to say in that article. Next up is Dave Jackson with How to Get the Redirecting Power of FeedBurner Without Using FeedBurner. Now, Why Your Episode Titles Matter and How to Make Them Better is next, and that's from Daniel J. Lewis. Ken Tran is back, and he reviews Apogee's One in his article, Creating an iOS Recording Studio with Apogee One. Rob Walsh, now he also has an article in the magazine this month, and it's titled Rethinking Some Conventional Wisdom About Podcasting. And we have two new writers this month for you. Jeffrey Powers joins in, and his article is Bring YouTube Into Your Podcast and Make Money Doing It. Then we have Three No-Brainer Ways to Make Money Podcasting from Jessica Kufferman. We bring you all this and more in this month's issue. Want to know more about Pottertainment? Well, so go to pottertainment.com. You can always subscribe. It's only $12.99 a year. I mean, that's less than a cup of coffee per month. This magazine is going to give you a ton of great information for just a dollar a month. So please show some support for Pottertainment and subscribe today at pottertainment.com.
Thank you, Gary. And again, that's now if you want, you can actually help out everyone here. If you go to schoolofpodcasting.com/Pottertainment. That is PODERTAINMENT. And that video actually came, or that audio came from a video. And so if you're wondering, it doesn't sound funny. There's a bit of a slapback echo on that, but that's me with my little podcast ears here sitting in my quiet room. But great stuff. And this is only episode. This is the second, what do you call these? Edition? The issue. The second issue. Thank you. Did you hear everybody screaming at their dashboard? Issue! Idiot, it's issues! Thank you. All right, next up, I want to talk about deadlines. And you're like, deadlines, what do they have to do with podcasting? Well, actually, they come in a lot. And I want to ask you the question, are deadlines ruining your podcast? And the reason I ask this, if you're a regular listener to the show, you know, a couple weekends ago, my father unfortunately passed away. Not a big surprise if you can have a, quote, good death. He kind of did that. And he died on a Saturday. Well, Saturday is the day I produce this podcast. Sometimes I do it on Sunday afternoon, but typically most of the heavy lifting goes in on Saturday. So as you might imagine, I kind of put it off. And on Sunday, I came back to podcasting as kind of a welcome distraction. But I really wasn't prepared, I guess you could say. And but there was this thing where in my head, I was like, well, in the 405 shows that I've done, I've never missed a week. And I wanted to keep the streak alive. And I guess that's understandable, but it's kind of stupid when you think about it. I mean, what are people going to do? Go, Dave, man, you missed a show last week. What the heck? Your dad died. I mean, the show must go on. You're in show. I don't know. It's kind of stupid. And I knew what I was going to talk about, but I thought I would. And this is where I always say, have a show recorded, ready to go with evergreen content, of which I don't. I wish I did, but I need to have one of those just for things like that. So what I did is I went ahead and put out my episode. And if you notice, the 1 week I talked about being embracing the uniqueness of you. And then the next week I talked about, which was fine, they were somewhat separate topics, how Chipotle took Subway's production line and customized it. And I said, you could take the idea of a podcast, and instead of copying somebody exactly, you know, throw your uniqueness into it. And they're similar topics. And the reason for that is because they were supposed to both be in the first episode. It wasn't supposed to be kind of a two-parter. But in the process of running around and taking care of my life, when I found my notes, I was like, oh, man, I forgot to mention the whole Chipotle thing. That's a really great point. So it came out on the second week. Again, not a big deal. But the thought here was, had I taken, I don't know, an extra day or two, or I don't know, skipped a week, I would have found all of my notes and had that one episode, which might have been like, wow, that was good stuff. And so I looked back and I'm like, well, here I was trying to kind of think under the gun, et cetera, et cetera. And then I had a client of mine who had decided to launch his podcast on a specific date. So let's say it's 3 days from now, because when he called me, it was 3 days from now. And he said, yeah, I want to launch on this date. Great. The bad news is when you try to launch on a specific date, you don't have 100% complete control over everything that you're doing to get ready for podcast episode number one. You may have someone who's doing the graphics. You may have somebody who's recording an intro for you. Maybe you're having somebody create a special musical intro for you. Whatever it is, these are things that other people are doing that are going to contribute to the overall picture of your podcast. Now, hopefully, these people hit their delivery dates, but what if they don't? And when I was involved with music marketing, I used to play in a band and things like that, and I was amazed at how many bands would plan their CD release party, and they would say, yeah, the CD will get shipped to us on this date, we'll have the party whatever, 3 days later. And so consequently, they were planning the CD release party and they didn't have the CD yet. And you can guess how that ended. There's nothing worse than going, yeah, well, you know, hopefully they're going to be here tomorrow or whatever. But they had the cart way in front of the horse. So let's look at some of the positive things when it comes to deadlines. Number one, it boosts your overall vision of how things are going to pan out. You can say to yourself, all right, we'll have this done on the 8th. this other thing will be done on the 10th and phase three will be done on the 15th. So you get to kind of have an overall picture. Deadlines also help you in planning, like when to start. So, for example, if it takes 4 hours to produce an hour-long show and church starts at 6 o'clock, you have to start sometime before 2. Because you've started 3, you won't be done until 7. So you can pin that date and that time and then work backwards and say, okay, if I want it to be released on August 1st, and it's going to take me a week to get my music and another week to do this and another week and then that. So now I need to start somewhere in June. Right. So you can pick that date and work backwards. And then you have a rollout plan. You have a launch plan. So it also then, once you have that plan, it lets you know, for lack of a better phrase, if you're ahead of schedule or not. Because you can say, well, let's see, it's the 21st of April, and by this time I should have this done, and oops, I'm not. I need to figure out what's going on and speed things up. And then the other thing a deadline does is it creates a sense of urgency, because now you know if you're ahead of schedule or not. However you want to say that, right? It puts a fire under your butt. It adds a level of accountability. All those things, those are some of the pros of having a deadline. Now, the con of podcast deadlines, and this is the big one again, you cannot predict how long it will take to get your show listed in iTunes. It's not an automated thing. It's not like you go into iTunes, you click on the store, you click on podcast, you click on submit in iTunes, you paste your feed in and hit submit and you're in. Now, there's actually, I don't know if they're elves or rabbits or whatever, but there are employees back there that actually look at your podcast. It is a human process. And I've seen it take 24 hours and I've seen it take 2 weeks. I usually tell people, 3 days. The bottom line is you cannot say this is when it will be available. Now, the big deal about knowing when you're in iTunes is when you first get in there, you want to tell as many people as you can. You want to alert your email list. You want to put a post on your blog, but let everybody you know. And the idea is the more people that sign up for you in a concentrated period of time, the better the chance that you'll be in new and noteworthy, which then can boost your downloads. But the bottom line is you cannot predict how long it will take. So consequently, you can't say, hey, let's launch on this date. We'll submit in iTunes 3 days before, because Dave said typically 3 days. No, I said probably. I've also seen it take 2 weeks. So it's much better to have an idea, but once you get submitted, then plan the last phase of your launch. Another disadvantage of deadlines is, we said, it does add a sense of urgency. It adds a little bit of pressure. Well, the bad news is not everybody thinks good under pressure. The other thing is, when you have that pressure on and you're not thinking well, what happens sometimes is you miss just some of the little things. And often the difference between good and great isn't this huge caveat. It's just this little thing. It's the icing on top that gets lost when you're in a hurry and you're not thinking clearly. And launching a podcast is not rocket science. You have to do things like choose a topic, choose who's hosting, you or you and somebody else. You have to choose a name. You have to choose a website. You have to purchase web hosting. You have to purchase your recording equipment. You have to purchase software, and you have to learn that software. You have to order your artwork. You have to either produce your own or order some sort of music and intro. Now, of course, that's somewhat optional, but you have to decide, are you going to have it professionally done or not? You have to record a test show. And when you're done with that, I would recommend recording another test show. Then you want to pick a format. Are you going to podcast in stereo, in mono, mix down those recordings in once you figure that out to an MP3? You want to get some feedback from somebody who's not named Mommed. I've mentioned that before. You want to choose the schedule. You want to tag your media files. You want to order your media hosting now that you have something to actually host there. You want to upload that tagged file to your media host. You want to write a blog post and attach your media that we just talked about in the previous step. You then need to validate your feed. and then you write a description that inspires people to listen, and then you submit that to iTunes, as well as Stitcher and all the other podcast directories. Those are all those little steps to launch a podcast, and I'm sure there's a few in there that we could add, but not all of those you have complete control over. And so consequently, there are times when you're not going to make the deadline. So what do you do? Well, in the case of my client, I advise them. I ask them this question. What's the worst thing that can happen if you don't make your deadline? What happens if you don't launch in 3 days? And they seem to think that they had set up a bunch of people to blast big giant email lists, and they had no flexibility to ask them to postpone that. All right, if that's what you say. But you want to ask that question, what happens if I push it back a week or two? Because in many cases, I think the world keeps turning, the sun still rises, and yes, it's disheartening because you were excited. And that's the other thing that comes into play here. When you finally get an episode, when you finally are this close, and you could actually submit your stuff to iTunes, but you could always fix it later. Okay, I get that, because the last thing I want to hear is that you have paralysis by analysis. And we've talked about that in the past. That's one extreme where you don't launch because you're trying to get everything perfect. But on the other hand, this is a problem, is when you get really, really excited that you start to, again, make mistakes. So that is something you want to ask yourself if you realize I'm not going to make my deadline. Because when you do get into iTunes, when you do get into Stitcher, when you do get into all these directories and stuff, you really only get one chance to make a first impression. Keep that in mind. So if somebody goes in looking for podcasts about horses and they see there are six and five of them have album artwork and yours doesn't, or yours was done, it's like stick figure theater, that person may not be coming back. Maybe they're going to find three other podcasts about horses, subscribe to them all, and never be back. And you just blew it. Now, granted, how many people that affects in one day while you're waiting to get things fixed may not be gigantic, but the point is, it was an opportunity that you're going to miss, and it's going to be missed because you've put out some sort of deadline. And again, I say, what's the worst thing that can happen if you postpone it a day or two or a week? So deadlines can be very, very helpful, right? They do create a sense of urgency. They do help you get organized. And if you think about it, when you set a deadline for something and you have a strategy and you have an action plan, that takes your idea out of the dream phase. If you're sitting there thinking, someday I would like to lose weight. So now you take that dream from being, someday I'd like to lose weight, to, okay, I'm going to go to the gym Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And when I go there, I'm going to walk on the treadmill for 30 minutes every time. You take that dream, you create some deadlines, and you create an action plan. That is the bonus part of deadlines. The bad news is life is going to happen. There are going to be things that are out of your control, and you have to realize that there are times when you're like, you know what? I wanted to hit this deadline. I'm really happy that I worked on my podcast, but I'm going to have to put it out a week or two later. And in the meantime, what can you do? You can continue to work on getting more content. You can work on getting more guests, whatever it is you're doing while you're waiting for your artwork to be done, or you're waiting for the music to be finished, or you're waiting for iTunes to actually add you to their directory. So understand the pros of deadlines and how they can spur us on, but also realize how they can put unneeded pressure that in the end may not help your podcast. Hey, you know, I always kind of joke around and say you should get somebody's opinion that's not named Mom to review your show. and I've got just the place for you. Check it out, podcastreviewshow.com/review me. You'll have my 9 years of podcasting expertise, along with Eric K. Johnson, better known as the Podcast Talent Coach. He brings his like 28 million years in the radio business and coaching people on how to create engaging content. So you're going to have your content as well as your technical aspects reviewed. If you'd like to get an honest and unbiased opinion, check it out, podcastreviewshow.com/review me. Next up, one of my favorite times of the episode is answering your podcast questions. Now, I do this live. If you've ever thought, man, I wish I could talk to Dave, except maybe my consulting is not in the budget right now. Maybe even the School of Podcasting, which, by the way, is one of the most economical, friendly ways to learn how to podcast on the internet. And if you don't believe me, go out to Podcasts About Podcasting. I've got a list of podcast courses now. There are all sorts of other places to learn how to podcast. I would love to have you with me so I could help you through it step by step. But you will see that if you look at the School of Podcasting, it is one of the most economical ways to learn how to podcast. And I do offer free podcast consulting every Saturday at 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's on the Ask the Podcast Coach show, which I host myself and Jim Collison. You can find it over at schoolofpodcasting.com/live or askthepodcastcoach.com/live. Either one of those will take you to the same place. And we answer your podcasting questions. And here is one from Courtney.
Hey, Dave, this is Courtney Engel Robertson. I have a question about how to get the links for people to easily subscribe to my podcast for places like the Microsoft directory. I know how to submit them, but without having a Windows phone, I really don't know how to get a link so that people with a Windows phone can simply click the link on my website and launch the app and let them subscribe the way that we can with the iTunes podcast catcher. If you've got ideas for that one or any other podcast catchers of difficult to browse to get that link in the directory, please let us know. Thank you.
Courtney, thank you. And here's the quick answer to that. There isn't one. Now, you can submit your podcast to Microsoft. They have a kind of a podcast app on Windows 8. And I believe if you just send it to podcasts@microsoft.com. Yes, that is the email, podcasts@microsoft.com. Used to be Rob Greenlee was the man behind Microsoft and podcasting. He is now part of Podcast One. And as we heard, he's part of that Podtertainment magazine. He has an article in there as well. So you definitely want to send your podcast there to be listed. And the best place to go for places to be listed is go to Podcast 411 and click on the button for directories about directories or directory of directories. And it has them all listed there. Now, mainly you want things like iTunes, obviously, is the big one, Stitcher, TuneIn, Last.fm, BlackBerry, Microsoft. There's a bunch over there. And then they have these little unique ones, like, I don't know, the Spanish Education Podcast. They're great websites, new ones, too, like Two Thumbs Up Media is a great directory. And they're all listed over there. Rob, it's actually Rob from Rob Walsh from Libsyn. He's the VP of Podcast Relations at Libsyn. And he was he's a podcast pioneer. 2004 is when he started Podcast 411, and he's been maintaining that directory since then. And it's a great place to know. And I have a tutorial at the School of Podcasting that shows you how you can blow through all those directories in about 5 to 10 minutes. There are some tools you can use that make it super duper easy. Got a question from Robert Wiseman. I mentioned him at the top of the show. He says, so check it out, Dave, you know about the Dealer Playbook podcast, which is killing it right now. Thank you for that. And he says he has a partner on the podcast who owns the best website platform built in-house from the ground up for auto dealers. Now, Robert is basically well-known for selling cars, automotive professionals, I guess you could say, and basically personal branding in the automotive field. And he says, I'm launching a very short podcast as a solo podcaster, in addition to my newly revamped website at Robert Weissman, which I believe I'm pronouncing that right, because it's W-I-E-S-M-A-N. And Robert, if for some reason I'm butchering your last name, I apologize. And he says, it's called Robert Weissman Presents the Automotivepreneur Academy, focused to help bring attention to my soon-to-be-launched courses for savvy automotive sales professionals. Very cool. Anyway, the site has been promoted, is live yet. He said, but here's what I'm looking for. I want to be able, so that you can click a podcast tab and have it just show the podcast. And here's how you do this. The easiest way to do this is when you're creating a post, and typically that's what your episodes are. When you go into WordPress, and that's my preferred method of podcasting, is to use WordPress for your website. Then you create a post. And on the post, you'll see on the right-hand side, the ability to categorize your podcast. And you can have as many categories as you want, but one of those should be podcast, or better yet, the name of your podcast. And then what you can do is if you go under appearance in WordPress and go to menus, you can add whatever links you want to your menu. This is typically the little drop-down things and the buttons at the top of your website. And you can actually link to a category. So you just simply say, I want to link to the podcast category or whatever you've named it for that identifies that post as your podcast. Put a link to that particular category and you can actually change the name. So you could have it say podcast or podcast only or audio or video or whatever it is. You can have whatever name you want for that link. And then when people click on it, they go to just the posts about your podcast. So if you, to see this in action, if you go out to schoolofpodcasting.com, I do this a little bit. I don't blog a lot out at the website. I do. I have different places for my blog. I have davidjackson.org is where I post a lot. I'm writing now on podcasternews.com. Obviously, I have articles in Podtertainment magazine. But I do occasionally just put a post on the School of Podcasting that's not an actual podcast. And you'll see where it says podcast. And if you click on it, it says SOP episodes. Then it says Ask the Podcast Coach. Or you can go right to the schoolofpodcasting.fm and listen to that. So those are ways that you can see just those kinds of podcasts. Also, if you go to the About, you'll see there's a link there for a list of tutorials, a tour, and there's also one for my income reports. Not something I normally talk about on this show, but I did write the book More Podcast Money, and I'm a little behind on these. I don't think I've put one out for a couple months, but I would put what money I made and how I made it, what percentage of it was affiliate, what percentage of it. Yeah, I haven't done one since December, so I'm way behind. And I might keep doing those. I don't know. I'm very weird because if you not listen to the show, bragging is not my strong suit. It's not about me. It's about you. And it was just a way to show that, look, you can make money from a podcast. And again, if you want to check it out, go to Amazon and just search for More Podcast Money. The thing is, you can make money from podcasting. Can you make a living from it? That's a whole nother story. But my whole point was through affiliate marketing, through advertising deals, through donations, and there are many other ways that you can benefit from a podcast. You could do that, but those are examples of how I've used categories to make it easy for my visitor to find what they're looking for. And speaking of links and things of that nature, if you go to schoolofpodcasting.com/links, I do have a new podcasting resource section that has everything really you're looking for. If you need transcription services, if you need a WordPress theme, if you need audio editing, if you need music, all that stuff, just go out to schoolofpodcasting.com/links. And that is going to do it for this episode of the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Again, you can find everything I talk about out at schoolofpodcasting.com/405. Coming up in the future, I will be interviewing Jason from Podcasting 101. He will be on the show. And I'll also be talking about, I found a blog post from somebody who basically said, if you can't make money at it, you shouldn't start a podcast. And I really disagree with that. And I really disagree with a lot of what this person says. And so I'm not going to just say, yeah, this guy's stupid, because I don't really know this person. And that would be rude. But I am going to not only say this is why I feel this is incorrect, or I'm not only going to say this is incorrect, but this is why it's incorrect, and explain that. And I'm actually going to reach out to this person and see if I can have them on the show, because they will really have a different point of view, and who knows, that just might make some entertaining podcasting. But that is coming up in the future as well. Don't forget the Planning Your Podcast class. It's a great way to avoid a lot of common mistakes and to really, Abraham Lincoln said, if I had 6 hours to chop down a tree, I would spend 4 hours sharpening my axe, something of that nature. I'm somewhat paraphrasing that, but it's a great way to sharpen your axe and figure out where you're going to go with your podcast. And that is on May 3rd. Go over to howtopodcast.com and you can sign up there. More classes coming. I'll be announcing those in the future as I have those out. This used to be my podcasting in 6 weeks class, and we've broken them into different bites and pieces. And this is the first one. If you want to check it out, go over to howtopodcast.com. Now, if you want all the information about podcasting on a self-paced kind of way, you can go over to schoolpodcasting.com, click on the Join Now button, and use the coupon code LISTENER, and that will get you in at a reduced rate. And, of course, I'll be there to help you along the way. You'll have the self-paced tutorials, and as well as myself and our private Facebook group to get support. So check it out, schoolpodcasting.com. Your audience is awaiting for you, and it's time to do it, don't you think? You've been thinking about it a long time. I mean, a long time. It's time to pull the trigger. It's time to do it. I can make you do it. I can help you do it. I can make you do it. You will podcast now. Grab your microphone. So thanks so much, and let me remind you, it is time to start living a life worth podcasting about, and until next week, class is dismissed. Take care and God bless.